Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi Mayim Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masachet Gemara Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the sixth parak of Masachet Gemara. Kol ha'asurin legabei mizbeach. We've seen the list of Isurim Mizbeach, Rovea, Nirba, etc., and we'll see that list again. Osurin b'chol shehen. They asur even at the smallest amount, which means if mixed up with other animals. It doesn't matter how many proper animals there are, the whole mix will be asur. Here is the list of who they are. Haroveya v'nirba, animals involved in bestiality on either side. Hamuktzeh, something set aside for avodah zarah. Nevad, one that was worshipped. Ha'etnan u'mechir, etnan u'mechir, we're going to see details about what that is. Ha'kilayim, hybrid animal. Atrefa, and yotze dofen, a C-section. Ezo mukta, so let's get a definition. What's mukta? Mukta levorot kochavim, it's set aside for avodah zarah. Hu asur mashallah mutar. In that case, only the animal's asur, but its ornaments, let's say. If you were makdish such an animal, and its ornaments, then you could then take the ornaments, sell them, and use them for a korban. Vezo anevad kol sha'ov dinotov, it's worshipped itself. Hu umashallah asur. Then both the animal and the ornaments are asur. We'll see why in the Gemara. Vezeh vezeh mutar ba'achila. Both of them are mutar ba'achila. There's no issur to eat such an animal. A baal chai cannot become asur as an object of avodah zarah except for to the mizbeach. Okay, amar mar. Osrin b'chol shein. Their issur is even the smallest amount. What does that mean? Delo batli beruba. That they are not batel even if they are in a rove of permitted animals. Let's see how this plays out. So we have a Mishnah already that states that any kodshim that get mixed up with chataot metot or shor niskal, and with animals that are supposed to die, afilo chad beribo, even if there's only one in 10,000, we have to switch who is with whom here, yamutu. They all have to die. But Kashlan, my kamar, and we wondered what the language of the Mishnah was. And the answer is, it doesn't mean that one proper hektesh got mixed up with a bunch of chataot metot, but the opposite. If one chataot metot or shor niskal got mixed up with a bunch of kodshim, even 10,000, doesn't matter how many, yamutu. So now we already see that one isur is not batel, that a baal chai is not batel, if you can't, of course, can't tell the animals apart. So why do we need our Mishnah and that Mishnah? The answer is, it's sorry, because after all, Shor Niskal and Chatat Meita is an Isur Hanah, and so therefore I would assume that's why it's not Batel Berov. After all, these animals you can get Hanah from, you could use them, you could eat them, you just can't bring them to Mizbeach. Emoli Batel Beruba, so therefore maybe they're more lenient than our Batel Berov. Kamashmala, that's why we need our Mishnah. Roveh v'nirba, but we have another Mishnah, third Mishnah about Roveh v'nirba. Nitavru Roveh v'nirba, and we assume it's the same about all Yisrael Mizbeach. If they got mixed up with other animals, Yiru'ad Shistavu, if let all the animals graze until they get a mum, and it's Roveh v'nirba who are hektesh, we have to let all the animals graze till they get a mum, v'imachru v'yavu v'yafesh v'an me'ato amin. And then you have to use the value of the nicest animal and bring one of the korbanot. In other words, even if the one you that was really the hektesh was worth less, yeah, because you don't know which is which, you bring the value of the greatest animal. So we have a third Mishnah. So Rav Kahana, Amrita Shmata, Kamen Rav Shim Barashi. I mentioned this Rav Shim Barashi. Amali, here was his answer. Chada b'chulin v'chada b'kodshim. Our Mishnah is dealing with chulin. And that Mishnah is dealing when they're all kodshim. Utsrichi, why do I need that? I need it. The Iyashvin Gabi Kodshim. If I had the Mishnah there about Kodshim, Ishum de Meisi, I would say, sure, they're all Asur because it's Ma'us. It's disgusting to have these animals be among Kodshim. Or Gabi Chulin, in our case, where the other animals are Chulin, Emele Batli. Maybe it's, they're all Batel, the animals are all Batel, Mevatel, Barov, the one, Rovia Venir, but they got in. And then I could be Makdish any of them. But we have another Mishnah about Chulin. This is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says that animals, among others, including can be are not mit patel barov, and that is elu asurin v'osurin b'chol shein. The following things are asur, and their isur is b'chol shein, meaning even the smallest amount prohibits the entire group. And what are they? Yain Nesach, Avodah Zarah, Tziporei Metzorah, the birds of the Metzorah, Orot Levuvin, that's the skins where they cut the heart out, as part of a worship, Sear Nazir, the hair that a Nazir cuts off, Petar Chamor, that wasn't redeemed, Basar B'chalav, Shor HaNiskal, Egla Arufa, V'chulin Shinshchatu B'Azara, and Hare Elu Asar Mishtalech, V'Hare Elu Asurin V'Osrin B'chol Shehen. So, we already see the same principles our Mishnah laid out in Avodah Zarah. The answer is again, Srichi. Why? Shmanahatam, then I would say because it's Yisurei Hanah. Again, the same problem. All those things are Yisurei Hanah, not in our case. Shmanahachar legavoa demais. Remember, the Yisur in Avodah Zarah is not for Mizbeach. The Yisur is to use it all. Here, it's for the Mizbeach. So therefore, if I only had our Mishnah, I would know that these sort of things cannot be used for the Mizbeach, for Gavoa. And if I only had the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, I would say, sure, the rule of Osrin B'chol Shein only applies to Yisurei Hanah. Havalahedyot Eme Yisurei Hanah Libatlu Baruba. So Kamash Balan, that's why I need both. Rovev Nirba Manala Nasir LeGavoa. Now let's take a look at our list. How do we know that you cannot bring an animal that was the object of bestiality or was used as a male for bestiality with a woman? How do I know that I can't bring it as a korban? After all, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to use it otherwise. The Tanu Rabbanan, at the very beginning of Vayikra, it says, the Rabbanan Yisrael Talem, Adam ki akriv mekem korban Hashem min ha-behema. And the word min, we're going to interpret throughout this parsha as meaning, not just from, but of, meaning some of behemot and not all of them. Lotzia, lotziro ve'avenir ba. So that's what min ha-behema cuts out. Valodinu, and I really shouldn't need the pasuk. Think about this. A balmum didn't have anything nefarious done to it. It just scraped itself on a fence or broke a leg. Pasul gabei mizbeach. Rav Nirbash d'avda banavera erudin shasul gabei mizbeach. So Rav Nirbash should not need a pasuk. They were used for an avera. Certainly they can't come to the mizbeach. So the counter to that is choresh b'shor v'chamor yochiach. If you take an ox and a donkey and yoke them together, which is a prohibition in the Torah, you could still use that shor for the mizbeach. So your kavachom malmum doesn't work, but that we're blocked that by saying malachorish b'shor b'chamor shein chavin mita. Yoking them together is a lav; it's not a chiyuv mita. So mita. But after all, bestiality is a chiyuv mita, and therefore it should be obvious that it's a soli mizbeach. So the answer is tolach lan sheveta. So fine, stick with that. So that'll only work if the bestiality itself happened with Edim around, so that the person will actually get chiyuv mita. Let's say it happened with one aid or alpi abalim, or let's say the owner was the only one to know about it minayin. So I'm Rabbi Shimon anidan. Rabbi Shimon says I can destroy that. Think about this. A bal mum, if two people testify how he got the mum, you can still eat it. But if only one person, meaning the chacham, comes and says, yes, that's a mum, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. Meaning, bringing it on the mizbeach is a much higher standard. Think about this. If you have two witnesses who could testify to the bestiality, this animal can't be eaten. It becomes a niskal. You have to kill it, and you can't get an off from it. So one person testifying that revia happened should be enough to say you can't bring it on the mizbeach. So at this point, our kal v'chomer should be good, and we should not need a pasuk. So oddly enough, the brayta ends Talmud Lomar min habema lotziro ve'avenir ba. That's why we need the pasuk. So we immediately ask for atir medina. Wait, we already proved it by a kal v'chomer. The answer is, because the Kal v'chomer at its very foundation is problematic. Your Kal v'chomer is from Balmum. Mala Balmum Shekein Mumo Nikar. A Balmum, you could see the mum. You look at it, you see a disfigurement. So, you don't see anything on it. So I would think that since you don't see anything wrong with the Rovei Avenir Ba, therefore it should be Mutal Mizbeach. The appearance is fine. Therefore, I mean, Abayma to say you can't bring Rovei Avenir Ba. Okay. The next passage is Min HaBakar. Min Abayma, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzon. What's Min HaBakar? Lehotziat HaNe'avad. That tells us that if an animal was worshipped, it can't be used. And Valodinu. And again, we should not need a pasuk. Umay, Nanu Mechir Shetzipuyan Mutar. Think about this. If you have an etnan zonar mechir kelev, which we will discuss in the next podcast, next two podcasts, they are not allowed to be brought in the mizbeach. But if they have some ornaments on them, they're totally permissible. Hein asurin, nonetheless, the animal itself is asur. Nevaj tzipuya asur, as we said in our Mishnah, if an animal is worshipped, even the ornaments can't be used. Enodinshi hu asur, so certainly the animal itself is asur. O chiluf, I'll take that information, I'll turn it around. So an animal here that I know explicitly from the Torah are asur, but their ornaments are mutar. Nevad shemutar, yetzipuyo mutar. So therefore, I don't know that a nevad is asur, and now I'll say even that which is on it is mutar. So I can't, that won't work because imken bitalta lo tachmon kesef zav alayim lakachtalach. You're not allowed to use any gold or silver of avodah zarah. So the answer is anyway, I came out, I could keep that pasuk around. That might mean golden statues and golden ornaments that aren't sitting on an animal. The Rashi Shmurachayim, if it's sitting on an animal, since the animal's alive, hoel vihin mutar, choyetzipuye mutar, so maybe since the animal is mutar, therefore the ornaments are mutar. And by the way, indeed, if a person worships an animal, we can still take it and shecht it and eat it. It was alive when it was worshipped. The Easter can't attach. Nonetheless, the ornaments attach. But here I would not know that. I would say the ornaments perhaps are only asur if they're on something dead or on something inanimate. Tamud loma minabakar. So therefore, I have the pasuk minabakar because I don't have the kal v'chomer. So let's say it's a nevad. So minabakar says if the animal is worshipped, I can't use it. You're telling me the only reason that I can't use a nevad is because I have a pasuk? Matekra tzipuri mutar? And then I would have said that the ornaments are mutar. Aktivi bada temet shmam. The Torah says you have to destroy the names of all the avodah zarah. And what do we say that means? Kolasui the shmam. Anything made for them. So the answer is alhu lachanot lem shem hudata. No, bada temet shmam doesn't have to be interpreted as destroying anything made for them, but it may mean to really destroy their name by giving them nicknames that are insulting. Like Beit Galia, we call it Beit Karya, which could mean a bunch of different things, none of them very nice. Pnei HaMolech, Pnei Kelev, we'll call Molech a dog. Ein Kol, we'll call Ein Kotz. The eye that sees all is the eye of the thorn. Alright, like the Torah does, calling Beit El, Beit Aven, and Gilgal Galo Yiglad, alright, etc. Like the Sugya in Megillah about Leit Sanuta and Avodah Zarah. So that's what the pasuk is for. Ve'epuch ana. So now I've got mina beiman, mina bakar, mina beiman, so we have nearby mina bakar is nevad. And now parenthetically ask ve'epuch ana. Why don't I learn them opposite, meaning mina beiman, let's say the nevad, mina bakar, let's say the nevad, we have nearby. The answer is hata minyana dekra. I use other psukim in the Torah, because k'tiv, begabe behema. It's in the context of behema that the Torah talks about bestiality. Ishki ten shkovto bivehema mochumat. So that from min ha-behema must be alluding to rovei avenirba. Gavei bakar k'tiv, I mirat kvodam tavnit shor ochaleisev. In one of the historiographic Psalms 106, where it talks about the cheta egel, it specifically points to the shore. That's bakar. And therefore bakar is ne'avad. Okay, minatzon, which is the next passage, passage in Vayikra, the next phrase, Lotziata Mukta, that excludes Mukta Avodah Zarah from Mizbeach, Uminatzon, the Pasuk Minabakar Uminatzon, the extra Vav, Lotziata Nogeach, an animal that killed and has to die. As Amar Shimon, Imne Marovea, Lemon Amarogeach, Vinamarogeach, Lemon Amarovea, what do I need both of those for? Rovea and Nogeach. The answer is the fish. Each one has a characteristic that's different than the other. With revia, it doesn't matter if it happened by onus or baratzon. Nonetheless, it's asur. It's not true about goring. So, for instance, an animal that's trained to kill, like shorah yitzhadin, we don't kill it if it does if it kills somebody, right? So, therefore, with the intent or the framework of the action, the context of the action may make a difference. Yesh benogeach, and nogeach has a chumra, which on nogeach mishalem et hakofer, because when an animal kills, not only does the animal have to be killed, but the owner has to pay kofer. Mashenkim roveh, there is no kofer for roveh, just the animal's killed, and anybody who is deliberately involved in the act is killed also. That's why the Torah has to tell us separately that each one of them can't be brought to the Mizbeach. Okay, so now we have our entire structure. The Roveh Nirba, Muktze Nevad, come from Minabemam, Minabakar, Minatzon. We have a Tana who learns all of that from another place. The Tanya, Roveh Nirba, Heim Kekodshim Shekarim Mum Over Like Deshan. Roveh Nirba should be understood as Kodshim that had Mum beforehand. Right? Utsuchid Mum Kavor Liftot Alein. But the mum that they had was a mum over, meaning the fact that they were the object of revia, or used for revia, is like a mum over, and therefore we can't redeem them until they get a mum kavua. You know, they have to graze until they get a mum. Shenemar, why? Ki moshchatam b'hem mum bam. What do we say about mumim? Moshchatam b'hem. My Talmud, where do you get from? Where do you get that? Chasur mechzor chitanim. There's something missing. Minayin shen asurin. How do I know that nearby is asur? This is the part we're concerned with. Tamalomar ki moshchatam behem mumbam. Etan Rabbi Shmuel kumakom shem ashchata. The word ashchata alludes to dvar erva vavodazara. Dvar erva dechtiv ki shchit kovasar. Vavodazara dechtiv ben ashchata shchitu as the chempesel tmonak kol samel. So the root shin chet tav is used both in the context of Arayot, in the prelude to the Mabul, and Avodah Zarah in the warning against setting up Avodah Zarah when you come to the land. And so therefore, Hashchata is an allusion to those two things. So Roveh, Nirba, Muktzeh, and Nevad are all knocked out because they're considered like Mumim. Kol Shemum Posel Ben, Devar Erva, Avodah Zarah, Poslin Ben. Okay? So now, Atan Rabbi Shmuel, Minabe Mamin, Al-Kamen, Atzon, Mai Darish Pei. What is Atan Rabbi Shmuel, who used Moshchatam to cut out Roveh Nirba Nuktzeh V'Nevad? What does he do with our four miyutim? Mina Bema, Mina Bakar, Minatzon, and Uminatzon. He only uses them for three. Uminatzon is all one. Mibayle Pat L'chol Ezakenu Muzuam. It says that knocks out. It means some animals are brought, but not one that's sick, not one that's too old, and not one that smells bad. So now the question goes back. Our Tana, who used to knock out Roveh Nirba Muktzeh V'Nevad, where does he get the exclusion of Chol Hazaken Mezuam? So Nafka Min Hatzon Min Hakvasim Min Ha'izim. Later on in that parsha, the pasuk indicates that if you're going to bring from the flock, you bring from the sheep or from the goats. And again, you have three times it says Min. Mean knocking out chola, zoken, and mezuam. The Rabbi Shmuel, orchid, kwal, ishtu, eachi. And the Rabbi Shmuel will say, like Rabbi Shmuel himself said, as the Ratorak, he'll show me Adam. In this case, that's the normal rhetoric of the Torah, to say, min hatzon, min hakvasim, umin haizim, and therefore, it's not therefore more miyutim. Okay, the Mishnah said, ezu muktzah avor kochavim, what's muktzah? We said that the tzipui is mutar. Amrishlakish, ein asur ela muktzah l'sheva shanim. Says for something to be called muktzah has to be something that's set aside, designated to be used only after 7 years. What's that from? Shenemar, Gidon the Shofet, arguably the most successful of the Shoftim, his first mission was to destroy his father's Mizbeach and to take the animal that was set aside for Avodah Zarah and to shecht it and to offer it up. Vahiva Elohu Vayomer Lo Adonai Kach Parashor Shel Avicha Farshini Sheva Shanim. So that means the animal that was set aside for 7 years. That's the way it's understood. V'hata muktzah b'chudave? Wait a second. Was that only an issue of muktzah? Never nami avi. The animal was worshipped. So v'achav b'yakov muktzah l'avod v'lo avadu. He says, no, it was set aside, but they hadn't yet worshipped it. Rav amar li'olam avadu. Rav says, no, it was worshipped. That doesn't contravene Rosh Lakish's point, because after all, his point was just that muktzah is only called muktzah if it's set aside for that amount of time. He said, v'chidushu. But the fact that Gidon was able to use this as a korban was a chidush. There were eight isurim that were suspended for that night, for that particular action of Gidon, which were chutz, the fact that he's offering a korban, chutz outside of Shiloh. Shiloh was up. Lila, it was being offered at night. Zarut, Gidon was from Shevet Menashe, and certainly not a kohen. Klei Sharet, he didn't use proper Klei Sharet. Klei Asherah, he did use of vessels of the Asherah tree for this korban. Atzei Asherah, used the wood of the Asherah tree specifically and deliberately. Umuktzah v'nevad. Okay, Rav Tuba Mat Amar Vishia. Minayim l'muktzah v'na Torah. How do we know this whole notion of muktzah, something set aside, is a meaningful principle from the Torah? Shenemar tishmeru l'akriv d'mo'ado. In the korban tamid, we say tishmeru. You have to keep it aside to offer it up in the proper time. Meaning, kol shosin lo shimur, something has to be watched. Let's say you brought in a lamb that was scrawny, so clearly hadn't been tended to and watched. You can't offer it up. So my point was from the word li, meaning you, the shimur should, may only happen with me, v'lo ladon acher, and not to another master. What other master is offered to? That's avodah zarah. Meaning, this is where the Torah points out that muktzeh is asur, because the only shimur that should happen is for me. It doesn't have to happen, but it does happen. It has to happen for me, says God. Ein muktzeh asur ela ad she'avdu. He says muktzeh is only asur if they actually worshipped it. So Ulam Rabbi Yochanan ad shivsurul komrei avodat ko avodah zarah. Here Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying they have to already hand it over to the priests. And now we think that means for eating. Baha, and Baha here is the name of Chacham Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying ad shechilu kashnei avodat avodah zarah. They have to actually feed it vetch, which is kind of grass of avodah zarah. So there Rabbi Abba la Baha mafigito atuna Ula. You're disagreeing with what Ula, the prized Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, said. That's what Ula meant. It's when they put it's not being given to the priests of Avodah Zarah for them to eat. It's being brought for them to feed it the Avodah Zarah grasses in order to make it sort of set and distinguished and distinct as Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yada Baha Lishnoishmaita. Baha really knows how to answer things. Had he not made Aliyah, he wouldn't have known. Eretz Yisrael Garmalei. It's the wisdom of Eretz Yisrael that gave him that. Rav Yitzchak said, Baha Mikan Mikan Ave. Baha learned his wisdom both here in Bavel and there. Rav Hananya Trita, come to Rabbi Yochanan. And Muktzeh Asur El Adshi Asu Bo Maaseh. This is a separate thing, is that he said Muktzeh is only Asur when they do something with it, which is sort of like feeding it, as an example. Or until they shear it and they work it, which is one of the things they would do to sort of prime it for the Avodah Zarah. Okay, Ezu Neva, the end of the Mishnah. So we said that both Nevad and Muktzeh are permitted to be eaten. It's very simple. Mashkei Yisrael, a pasuk that we use many times in Menachot. Pasuk in Yechezko, which is Mina Mutar Yisrael, meaning things can be brought to the Mizbeach only if there are things that are permitted for us to eat or drink. If you think Nevad and Muktzeh are not permitted for us to eat, what do I need Mina Bakar, Mina Tzon, to cut them out from Korbanot? Wait a second. Things that are Asur for us to eat don't need a Pasuk to ask them to the Mizbeach? Vatrefa. We can't eat a treifa. We still have a pasuk that says you can't bring on the mizbeach. The Tanya, min habakar lamata. The second min habakar, which is in pasuk gimel, shen tamalomar. We don't need it. That's there to knock out treifa. One of these sorim mizbeach. So you see that you need a pasuk even though it's asur for us to eat. So the answer is it's tar. Maybe the only issue would be if first it was a treifa and then you were makdish it, so that I know it can't go because it's already asur for me to eat. But if first I was makdish it and then it became a treifa, maybe you could bring it on the mizbeach. So therefore, that's why I need a separate pasuk. But otherwise, our proof is good. Mashkei Yisrael tells me that muktzeh and nevad are permitted for me to eat. Otherwise, I wouldn't need mina bakar mina tzon to knock them off the mizbeach. V'hami hacharafka kol asher yavor tachar hashavet. In the parsha of Maaser Behema, we say anything that passes under the shevet, prat l'treifa sheino veret. We saw this drasha several times at the end of Bechorot, that a treifa is not included in the deer for Maaser Behema because of this pasuk. So you see another pasuk that knocks it out. The answer is Ahun Namitzar. That's also needed. I might think that that's only if it was born a treifa. To know the treif meima. If it was born fit and then became a treifa. So therefore I need three limudim. Meaning, I need the general statement that a treifa is no good, which means if something is a treifa and I mock the shit, it doesn't work. Second thing is that for Masa Behema, I would need a pasuk to tell me that if it was born and okay, and then became a treifa, I might say that it's mutar legavoa. That's why I need the min habakar. And kosher v'tachar hashavet, is telling me that if it was born as a treifa, that it is not included. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the second piece, defining the etnan, in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.